AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 2 days after her debate with Donald Trump, Kamala Harris is in North Carolina.
I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Trump posted on Truth Social, there will be no third debate. He also suggested a prize fighter who loses a bout is always the one to call for a rematch. Harris says Donald Trump showed at the debate that he has no plan for the future.
Because, you know, it's all about him. It's not about you. Well, folks, I said it then, I say it now. It's time to turn the page.
Donald Trump is heading west to campaign in Tucson, Arizona. Nathan Clark, the father of an Ohio boy killed last year when a Haitian immigrant hit a school bus, is imploring Donald Trump and other politicians to stop invoking his son's name in the debate about immigration.
They can vomit all the hate they want about illegal immigrants, the border crisis, and even untrue claims about fluffy pets being ravaged and eaten by community members. However, they are not allowed, nor have they ever been allowed, to mention Aiden Clark from Springfield, Ohio.
A federal report says Border Patrol agents who rushed to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas 2 years ago failed to establish command at the scene and had insufficient training to deal with what became one of the nation's deadliest classroom attacks. Francine is no longer a hurricane, but its remnants are soaking Louisiana and nearby states. Governor Jeff Landry says no deaths have been reported so far, and lights are starting to come back on.
At the peak, we had over 450,000 people without power, and right now we're down to 350,000 people without power.
Flash flooding threatens cities like Memphis and Atlanta. As wildfires burn in the mountains near Los Angeles, people in Southern California were jolted awake by an earthquake, 4.7 magnitude. No injuries or damage reported. The Dow finished up 235 points. This is AP News. A former leader in Peru has died.
Alberto Fujimori, whose decade-long presidency began with triumphs righting Peru's economy and defeating a brutal insurgency, only to end in autocratic excess, the latest sent into prison, has died at 86. Fujimori, who governed with an increasingly authoritarian hand from 1990 to 2000, was pardoned in December from his convictions for corruption and responsibility for the murder of 25 people. His daughter said in July that he was planning to run for Peru's presidency for the fourth time in 2026. The former university professor had taken over a country ravaged by runaway inflation and guerrilla violence, mending the economy with bold actions including mass privatizations of state industries. Defeating fanatical Shining Path rebels took a little longer, but also won him broad-based support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Peru's government declared 3 days of national mourning. Fujimori was granted a state funeral. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.